I'm now joined with Fine Gael councillor Ray McAdam to discuss the new Circular Economy Bill 2022 that will allow local authorities to use CCTV in order to tackle illegal dumping. Good morning, Ray. Thanks for joining us.
Morning, Johnny. Thanks a million for having me on.
You're most welcome. Ray, under this upcoming bill, CCTV will now be permitted to catch offenders of illegal dumping while also ensuring safeguards are in place in relation to data protection. Tell us more about it.
Yeah, well, so the government published the Circular Economy Bill in the last week, and this is all part of our efforts to intensify existing laws that are in place against littering and dumping. And as you mentioned there at the introduction, Johnny, the government is focusing on how CCTV can be used for the purpose of gathering evidence, whereby local authorities are entitled to use it in court as a means of supporting a prosecution of offenders. But the key thing in this as well, it's not only will it facilitate the use of CCTV, but it'll also allow the use of a broad range of audiovisual recording equipment that local authorities like Dublin City Council use in their efforts to combat litter and illegal dumping. So like, this is something that is very much welcome. It has been long coming over the last, it's been 2 to 3 years now since this was first highlighted by me and a number of colleagues on across local authorities across the country. So this is a welcome piece of legislation, and I just hope that the Oireachtas now can facilitate the swift passage of it so that it can be implemented, and we in Dublin City Council and other councils across the country can go about enforcing it and making full use of it.
Okay, thanks for that, Ray. And I believe that fly tipping has been a very serious ongoing issue for many years now, particularly in rural areas. Would that be right?
Oh, very much so. Like, I see it from talking to colleagues, local authority members right across the country, they are finding that there is an increased amount of fly tipping, as we call it, or illegal dumping, particularly in rural parts of the country. You see in particular parts here in and around Dublin, there are issues with illegal dumping in the Dublin mountains. And you see it then even recently over the St. Patrick's Day extended break. I took an opportunity with the family to go down the country in around the Kerry area. And you could see in laneways and avenues like that where there is a level of illegal dumping. So I believe this legislation will have a huge impact in terms of supporting local authorities in their fight to not only counteract the illegal dumping, but their ability to go after those responsible for the illegal dumping of materials and waste.
Okay. And do the council intend to target the various hotspots with CCTV where the fly tipping itself takes place? Would that be possible?
It's very much so. And even in my own area here in the north inner city, like in the month of February alone, Johnny, there was 26.5 tonnes of illegally dumped rubbish collected from our streets in the north inner city. 26.5 tonnes. And on what this legislation will enable Dublin City Council and other local authorities to do is to use CCTV in a covert way. At present, all local authorities are able to do is to, where there is an issue with illegal dumping, put up CCTV, but they must put up posters or documentation to say there is CCTV being used in this area. So we can't use it as a means to prosecute or catch. We're only able to use it as a means of trying to deter people from illegal dumping in a certain area. And by the use of this legislation, it means then that the likes of Dublin City Council and other local authorities across the country will be able to install CCTV in an area where illegal dumping or fly tipping is a problem, be able to identify, by the use of the CCTV, identify those individuals responsible, and then be able to use the images from the CCTV as part of a prosecution through the courts. This is a very welcome step. And as I say, given the fact that in the north inner city, for example, across the month of February, where 26.5 tonnes of illegally dumped material were removed from our streets, this change in the law, this improvement, will help the likes of Dublin City Council and other local authorities go after those responsible for the illegal dumping and general leaving of materials on our streets. And it is something that I believe will have a significant impact for, quite frankly, the quality of life of many residents in my area of the North Inner City, across Dublin City, but actually right across the country, Johnny.
Is your local electorate area, North Inner City, a hotspot for illegal dumping?
Unfortunately, I'd like to say that it's not, but unfortunately it is. And as I say, like when you look at the number of complaints raised with the Dublin Central Area Office in the month of February, again, in excess of 90% of the complaints raised with the area office were relating to illegally dumped materials on our streets. And the fact that in 1 month alone, more than 26.5 tonnes of illegally dumped materials were removed from our streets highlight the problem that we face. And the fact that we can now use, as a result of this legislation, and hopefully, as I say, it will be enacted by the Oireachtas quickly, and I call on all parties, particularly the opposition, to work with government to make sure that there is a swift passage of the bill through Dáil and Shannon, so that when it becomes operational, we in local authorities, such as Dublin City Council, can ensure that CCTV is installed. We can then use that CCTV not only as a means of deterring those involved and responsible for the illegally dumping of materials, but that they can actually detect and identify those responsible, and therefore bring as part of a prosecution through the courts that we can use this as evidence. Because as I say, at present, the situation is that local authorities are not able to actively use CCTV in a proactive manner. And unfortunately, the consequences of recent Data Protection Commission judgments against the likes of Waterford County and City Council have resulted in effect that the Data Protection Commissioner, by her judgments, are protecting those that are responsible for illegal dumping. How is it that one arm of the state is actively saying, no, local authorities can't chase down and go after those responsible, but in fact, one arm of the state is actively saying, we must protect those that are legally dumping on our streets, on our laneways and our avenues, not only in the North Inner City, not only in Dublin City, but obviously across this country. It is absolutely perverse. So I welcome the fact that this legislation will now correct that wrong and that we can now go after actively those responsible for illegal dumping.
Actually, Dublin City Council had nearly spent €1 million in collecting and disposing of illegal rubbish. And with this in mind, the cost to install CCTV could actually be a very good investment in the long term. Would you go along with that?
A very good investment. No, absolutely, Johnny, a very good investment. And indeed, this year, in the last week, through my membership of, I chair the Dublin Central Area Committee of the council. And one of the things we have done this year is to set aside in our discretionary budget for 2022 additional funding for CCTV. And what we're actually doing is we're purchasing portable CCTV so that we can install it quickly, locate the CCTV in a certain area for a particular period of time. And then when we're successful in dealing with that area, then we're able to move the CCTV around. It's not something that I feel as though I'd like to be doing. I'd like to be spending money in proactive ways in terms of maybe supporting greener measures and in planting of new trees and improving recreation and facilities across the city and across the North Inner City. But unfortunately, the allocation of CCTV in this way is a must at the moment. Because the government has introduced this legislation, and I welcome the work that's been done across government on this, that's been led by Minister Smith, that because we're able to do this, this money that we're setting aside in our discretionary allocation for 2022 will be money well spent and ultimately will see those responsible for the legal dumping of materials on our street brought before the courts, and hopefully will lead to successful prosecutions. Okay. But it will also, I hope, lead to cleaner streets and better streets in our neighbourhood.
Okay. And also within this bill, over time, a range of single-use disposable products will also be phased out. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, like the legislation that's been introduced by Minister Smith is wide-ranging. And I think what it will do, it will have positive environmental and economic, and indeed, I hope, social impacts as well. And in terms of the what you've talked about there, what we're going to see as well, the phasing out of disposable coffee cups and things like that. It's all about trying to not only educate people, but change how we operate, how we deal with and how we live our lives so that we are using less plastic, sending less material to the dump, so that we're actually then in the long term helping to protect your environment. And it is a welcome piece, as I said, a welcome piece of legislation. And I think the changes that are being introduced as part of the bill, Johnny, I think we'll see that they will work in a similar way to the way the levy that was introduced on plastic bags a number of years ago, so that the proceeds that are ring-fenced from it will actually then be able to be spent in improving and enhancing environmental and climate action objectives right across the country. And hopefully money then can therefore be allocated then to local authorities so that we can then advance measures like the greening strategy that we're seeing across the North Strand, East Wall, Sheriff Street and Sean McDermott Street, parts of the North Inner City.
Right, so we leave it there for today. Unless, of course, anything else you'd like to mention, Ray?
No, look, as I said, Johnny, this is all I would just say to you is that this legislation is it's broad, but it's very important. And I can't underscore the importance of the introduction now of the local authorities being able to use CCTV in a proactive way that will help tackle illegal dumping, bring those responsible before the courts, and ultimately see cleaner streets. What we need to have now is an opportunity to properly clean up Dublin.
Excellent. Thanks again, Ray, for joining us. It was great talking with you, and all the very
Thanks
best. Do take care. Now, that was Fine Gael councillor Ray McAdam talking about the new Circular Economy Bill 2022 that will allow local authorities to use CCTV in order to tackle illegal dumping.